This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, a rare gift and stewardship in Radioland. What do you do with a brother's huge collection of CDs, cassettes, and albums collected over decades as you sort out his affairs? This was an interesting challenge facing Mark Oswald and his siblings as they moved Monsignor Oswald from his rectory apartment into the care of the seminary's housing for elderly priests, as we discussed on Wade's World. If you are a co-host of a three-hour show every Saturday night from 1984 to 1991 on a 100,000-watt non-commercial radio station like KBF 88.3 housed in Little Rock, Arkansas, you give a shout to them and see if they're crazy enough to find a home for a collection. How could we say no? We couldn't. Although as we piled 40 boxes of CDs and albums to the brim in two pickup trucks and 96-degree heat from a storage unit in western Little Rock, and then offloaded them for review and distribution in the building where we were housed in South Main in the city, we might have wondered if our eyes weren't bigger than our stomachs. We had underestimated. There were close to 20 boxes that we had to leave for a later pickup. The building was letting us store the collection in a little-used room. The dolly was broken. What were we thinking? We'd estimated there were probably 10,000 pieces in the collection the Monsignor had collected forever. The brothers could remember him chaperoning them to rock concerts in Memphis. He had blues, gospel, opera, and jazz. He had country from Hank Williams on. Mainly, though, he had rock and roll. One of several boxes broke open, and out came Elvis collections from Sun Records and other albums from Chess Records. He had it all. When Mark was a KBF host so many years ago, while a reporter for the local newspapers, before he relocated to New Mexico to work and write, we used turntables. A modern board is more easily adaptable to digital recordings. We burned through CD players within months. How many of our hosts even know how to use a turntable anymore? We have one in Little Rock, gifted about 5 years ago, in New Orleans with WAMF, and Greenville with WDSV, not so much. But that's the cart before the horse. Now, with this amazing gift from the Oswald family, we have to sort through the collection. The jazz will stay with KBF. A lot of the R&B may end up in Greenville. Any Arkansas artists we all have promised to the audio collection maintained by the Central Arkansas Library Systems. All three stations will get their fair share. We may find some gold mines that can be sold or auctioned and help support the stations themselves. Some will end up perhaps as premiums for pledge drives. This will take a lot of work, but it will all be fun and worth it in the end. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. When the generosity of spirit moves donors, regardless of the circumstances, it's our reward to meet it in kind with gratitude that comes from being part of a community that values its listeners and our commitment to not let the music die. We can also honor Monsignor Oswald, remembering the lyrics to Don McLean's American Pie, which I'll bet money we'll find somewhere in this collection, and the words that would have likely been on the Monsignor's lips as he makes this gift, that a long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.